Good evening, and welcome to Midnight Audio Theater, a weekly program bringing you new and original audio dramas, be they adventure, mystery, sci-fi, or comedy. I'm your host, Kathy Ranella. Tonight, we begin our summer switch-up with some fresh audio dramas for you. While we continue to uncover new tales from 2-Minute Danger Theater, tonight we begin a new sci-fi adventure story entitled Twin Stars, created by Rob Patterson of Kung Fu Action Theater. This is a series which has been around for over 3 years and has completed 2 seasons. If you've listened to some of our earlier shows, you may find some of these voices sound kind of familiar. It's a staple on the audio drama web community, and we thought it was about time that we shared it on the radio with you. But before we do all that, let's do some checking in with Nick Diamond, Jungle Adventurer.
Straight out of the pages of your Sunday Comic Weekly comes Blake Diamond, Jungle Adventurer!
As our story continues, Diamond and Lead are in a hotel room in Peru, negotiating on the phone with the kidnappers of Sir Leslie Chamberlain.
If you wish us to spare his life, you will give us $1 million.
I'll give you no more than 500,000.
No, you will pay us $1 million if you want him to live.
I don't think you understand. I'm not offering $500,000 to spare him. I'm offering $500,000 to kill him.
Blake, what are you doing?
It's a negotiating strategy. If the kidnappers think I want him killed, I can negotiate a lower price.
I don't understand. If you don't give in to our demands, we will kill him.
Not for more than 400,000 you won't, and the price is gonna keep dropping.
Why are you...
Blake, you hung up!
I don't want them to think I'm too eager. Don't worry, they'll call back. Cusco Tanning Salon, may I help you?
I recognize your voice. Why are you...
Talara Pizza Express, will this be delivery or pickup?
Why? Don't you realize we'll... So we've agreed you will pay us $800,000 for Chamberlain's return.
Yes, I will pay you the $700,000.
No, we said $800,000.
Exactly. The $500,000 will be yours.
No, we said... Fine. You've given us no alternative.
Blah, blah, blah. Now we're ready. The next time he calls, I'll begin the negotiations.
2 days later.
Diamond, look in the paper. The body of Sir Chamberlain was dumped by a car in Lima.
Those butchers. I bet they weren't even serious about the ransom. They just wanted to murder.
What are you reading?
Chamberlain's journal. I found it in between the mattresses. He's written down a very interesting recipe for banana nut cake.
Blake, if we have his journal, perhaps we can discover the whereabouts of the Stone of Ramatek.
Will the journal lead them to the stone? Find out in the next exciting chapter of
Blake Diamond, Jungle Adventurer! 2-Minute Danger Theater is written and produced by MJ Butler, starring Curtis Eames, Ryan Thomas Johnson, and me, I Sunk Your Battleship. Straight out of the pages of your Sunday Comic Weekly comes Blake Diamond, Jungle Adventurer!
In the continuation of our adventure, Diamond and Lead are in a hotel room in Peru when...
Diamond, look in the paper. The body of Sir Chamberlain was dumped by a car in Lima.
Those butchers.
What are you reading?
Chamberlain's journal. I found it in between the mattresses. He's written down a very interesting recipe for banana nut cake.
Blake, if we have his journal, perhaps we can discover the whereabouts of the Stone of Ramatek.
Good idea. You read one half and I'll read the other to save time.
My sources indicate the stone rests in a temple deep in the Amazon jungle. You must check
heat your... oven to 350 degrees. Grease and flour pan. Mix all ingredients on medium speed, scraping.
I must beware the Saranoto tribe that inhabits the region. If they discover my mission,
this is important. If using self-rising flour, omit the baking soda. I repeat, omit the baking soda.
Delicious. Mind if I have another slice?
Be my guest. So you say the stone is in a temple in the Amazon?
Yes. Sir Chamberlain believed he knew the exact location.
Then we'll leave in the morning. This is as far as the road will take us. From here we walk.
Blake, we haven't left the hotel parking lot.
Oh, perhaps I should take us closer to the jungle. This is as far as the road will take us. From here we walk. This time for real. Interesting. I didn't notice this arrow sticking out of the ground when we drove up. Look, I missed another one.
I think we're under fire. Coming from over there, by the trees.
The trees are attacking. You shoot at the redwoods. I'll take out the spruces.
Blake, I think our assailants might be hiding behind the trees.
Oh, in that case, let's take cover.
It's too late. An entire tribe of Saranoto warriors are surrounding us. They're closing in.
Can Diamond and Lee defeat an entire tribe of Saranoto warriors? Find out in the next exciting chapter of
Blake Diamond, Jungle Adventurer. 2-Minute Danger Theater is written and produced by MJ Butler, starring Curtis Eames, Ryan Thomas Johnson, and me, I'm your AA sponsor. straight out of the pages of your Sunday Comic Weekly comes Blake Diamond, Jungle Adventurer.
As we continue our adventure, Diamond and Lead are in the Amazon jungle searching for the Temple of Ramatek when...
An entire tribe of Serenoto warriors are surrounding us. They're closing in.
My Serenoto is a little rusty.
Allow me to translate. He says that we have defiled Serenoto land with our presence and that we must be killed.
Our only chance is to use our technology to convince these primitives that we're gods. Behold, this is a canteen. It can store many drinks of water.
Of course, we understand how to gather and contain water.
But what about this lighter? Look how I can command fire at my will.
We understand the concept of creating a spark to ignite butane gas.
You have angered me. I shall now blot the sun from your sky.
There won't be a solar eclipse for another 6 years.
Then witness the might of this belt. It allows my trousers to defy gravity.
We want 30% of any treasure you obtain.
Fine.
We also want distribution rights for any movie made about your adventure.
Agreed.
Plus a controlling interest in any action figures based on you or the British spy.
Okay.
In that case, we have a deal.
See? Offer them $25 worth of blankets and goods and they'll sell you Manhattan. What is this?
He says it's fried monkey brain.
Actually, I'm not that hungry.
He says if you don't eat it, it will offend him.
Fine, then.
He says there are great dangers that await us. The spirit of Ramatek shall seek to kill all who disturb the temple.
What's this?
He says it's cockroaches inside a jelly-like mold made from lard. Apparently it's a dessert. If you don't eat it, he says it will be a great slight to his people.
Yeah, okay.
We will provide you with guides to help you reach the temple.
Excellent. What now?
He says that the after-meal tradition for a guest of honor is to ride a greased pig around the table while singing selections from the HMS Pinafore.
But...
if you don't do it, it will offend them.
Fine. But I find this to be highly irregular. For I'm called Little Buttercup.
Will Diamond and Lead find the Temple of Ramatek? Find out in the next exciting chapter of Blake Diamond, Jungle Adventurer. 2 Minute Danger Theater is written and produced by MJ Butler, starring Curtis Eames, Ryan Thomas Johnson, and me. I'm not using a microphone. Straight out of the pages of your Sunday Comic Weekly comes Blake Diamond, Jungle Adventurer. As we continue our adventure, Diamond and Lead are in the Amazon jungle searching for the Temple of Ramatek when...
We will provide you with guides to help you reach the temple.
Then we'll leave in the morning. What is it?
He says it's a statue of Ramatek. According to the mythology, they will die if they go forward.
We won't be held back by superstition. What's the matter?
It's some writing carved into this tree. It says that anyone who goes beyond this point will be cursed.
These primitives and their legends. Come on. What now?
There's a sign that says, "Beware of mines."
I'm getting tired of these silly superstitions. Let's get going.
Guides by the second.
Don't give in to their primitive mythology.
That was our last guide.
And just in time. Look, it's the Temple of Ramatek.
Yes, it is the temple. There's no mistaking it.
Perhaps we should walk over there.
I agree. Let's go.
Now that time has passed and we've actually walked to the entrance of the temple, let's go inside.
Diamond, some sort of army has surrounded us.
Yes, and they're speaking in made-up funny talk. Damn them!
Actually, I believe they're speaking Serenoto. Their leader says they're part of an ancient secret society. They're called the Protectors of the Stone of Ramatek and Chess Club.
Chess Club?
Apparently there was a movement a few decades ago to expand on the original charter. He says the soldiers are trained to protect the Stone of Ramatek by either shooting us or by capturing our queen within 7 moves.
Tell them we have no intention of harming the stone. We just wish to take it from this place and sell it for great profit.
He says they have no choice but to kill us.
Have Diamond and Lead come this far only to be gunned down by chess players? Find out in the next exciting chapter of Blake Diamond, Jungle Adventurer. 2 Minute Danger Theater is written and produced by MJ Butler, starring Curtis Eames, Ryan Thomas Johnson, and me. I like to smoke while wearing fur. Straight out of the pages of your Sunday Comic Weekly comes Blake Diamond, Jungle Adventurer. As soon as Diamond and Lee found the entrance to the Temple of Ramatek, a dozen members of an ancient secret society mysteriously appeared.
We have 2 central missions. One is to prevent any outsider from touching the face of the Temple of Ramatek.
By face, do you mean this outside wall here?
Well, okay, I guess we just failed in that mission. It's been a sacred earth for thousands of years, but I guess we can forget about that one. Anyway, our other mission is to kill all those who seek to steal the Stone of Ramatek. Prepare to die!
But we're not seeking the Stone of Ramatek. We're seeking the Stone of... Ramatek.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Okay, well, it's clear you are seeking the Stone of Ramatek. I mean, you didn't even change the name very much. It's pretty pathetic, really. Our charter says we can only stop those who announce their true intention, so you can be on your way. Unless...
Unless what?
Unless we could tempt you in a game of... chess.
No, thank you.
Okay, I'm really out of options then. You can be on your way. But be warned, those who disturb the stone of Ramatek shall awaken... Wait, why do you walk away when I'm about to tell you something that will save all our lives? If the stone is touched, the spirit of... Stop!
What's he saying?
It's difficult to make out from this distance. Something about a statue, human form...
I'm sure it's not important. We're after a stone, not a statue. I think we've entered the main chamber.
Yes, there it is! The Stone of Ramatek! Just beneath the life-size statue of Ramatek!
How ironic. Anyway, I'll just grab the stone, and we'll be on our way.
Diamond, the statue is moving! Now it's crumbling, and inside is Ramatek himself! He's been brought back to life!
You do realize I'm standing right here and can see this.
He says that for disturbing the stone, we must die!
Will Diamond and Lead escape the wrath of Ramatek? Find out in the next exciting chapter of
Blake Diamond, Jungle Adventurer! 2 Minute Danger Theater is written and produced by MJ Butler. Starring Curtis Eames, Ryan Thomas Johnson, and me, I'm Lance Baxter. Straight out of the pages of your Sunday Comic Weekly comes Blake Diamond, Jungle Adventurer!
By grabbing the stone inside the temple, Diamond and Lead have brought Ramatek back to life!
Ramatek says that for disturbing the stone, we must die!
Don't worry. If he's mortal, my 45 will stop him.
Perhaps we should fight like men with honor. A clean fight with no guns.
Fine. I'm itching for a fight.
By clean fight, I meant you wouldn't stab me multiple times with a hidden knife.
Okay. Let's get to it.
I also didn't mean you could mace my eyes.
Fair enough.
I also didn't mean you could use a flamethrower. Or a circular saw. Or a cannon. Blake, you did it! You defeated Ramatek!
And on his terms. Well, I think it's appropriate to have a moment of silence in honor of Sir Chamberlain. Leslie gave up his life hunting down this stone. After I sell it to the museum and collect my fee, perhaps I'll buy a yacht and name it after him.
Diamond, I hear someone.
You, come out from the shadows.
It's the leader of the Protectors of the Stone of Ramatek and Chess Club. Wait, he says he's actually with a different secret ancient society. The Retrievers of the Stone of Ramatek and Bridge Club.
Retrievers of the Stone?
Yes. Thousands of years ago, Ramatek and his queen ruled over my people until we revolted against his tyranny. Before he and the queen were killed, he put a curse over all Serenotos. Ever since that day, our crops fail, our people die of disease. The only way to end our long suffering is to put either Ramatek's stone, which you have in your hand, or the queen's stone, which is believed to be destroyed, at the center of our village.
It was Sir Chamberlain's dream to see this stone on display at the New York Museum of Art. But he was also a man of great compassion, particularly for the Serenoto people. So if he were here right now, I'm sure he'd be the first to wish you good luck on finding the Queen's Stone. Let's go, Lead. I have to price some yachts.
2 Minute Danger Theater is written and produced by MJ Butler. Starring Curtis Eames, Ryan Thomas Johnson, and me, I Don't Bathe on Tuesday.
For more of the show, visit DangerTheater.com.
You just heard another continuing tale of Nick Diamond, Jungle Adventurer, brought to you by 2 Minute Danger Theater. For more information and episodes, visit outcastmultimedia.com/dangertheater. You're listening to Midnight Audio Theater on WCBE 90.5 FM, on the air and over the World Wide Web at wcbe.org. Next up, the awaited first episode of Twin Stars, Season 1. Enjoy!
Twin Stars, a science fiction audio adventure drama starring Greg Nugent as Imperial Officer Albert Tyson and Melissa D. Johnson as the space pirate Zhang Ping'an. Two figures on opposite sides in the battle for the destiny of mankind's first Empire of the Stars. Also starring
Tegan Harris as Esther,
Chris Gumprich as Leaderman,
Ty Konzak as Kip,
David Ault as Sir Fawn.
Special guest appearances by River Kenoff as Brother Ganymede, John Boardman as Brother Io, Richard Bartok as Camus, and Fiona Thrale and Amanda Price as the kids in the park. Today's episode, Station Fall.
Log of Lieutenant Albert Tyson, Imperial Year 28-17, Day 120. The Crystal Leaf has docked at the orbital transfer station above Mariposa 3, a world on the outer rim of the Algol province. Captain Doric has given us a short leave during our time here, which happens to coincide with the local settlement day festival. While it will be good to get off the ship after our long tour, I am hesitantly looking forward to the leave because I fear it may serve to remind the crew that we have not been paid in some months. I doubt there will be any deserters, but if there are, then we will deal with them accordingly. The missionaries we carried with us from the last system will disembark here, and I will be most glad to get rid of them. Having had them underfoot and pecking at the crew was making an already bad situation worse, to say the least. Enter! End log and save.
Hey, buddy. You want the red monkey mask or the weird harlequin mask?
Kip, where did you find these?
Easy. I had them whipped up. I had a few stored patterns from previous festivals I've been to. So, how about you take the harlequin mask? I want to look wild and strange. It really drives the ladies crazy.
Better you than me. Although I can't imagine why any woman would want to give her time to a drunken monkey in a fleet uniform.
Al, you're missing the big picture here, buddy. This is Settlement Day, a giant street festival. Those ladies are out looking for adventure and excitement. They're here to forget their boring lives and live a little. The wilder, the better. It's our job, no, our duty, as Imperial Fleet officers to show them a good time. Now, come on and get dressed. The others can't wait to get going.
Okay, fine. Just let me get dressed. Hey, did we finally get rid of those missionaries?
Yeah, let them off about an hour ago. Thank the Lords they're gone. They're really starting to give me the creeps. Always staring at each other like that, you know? Communicating over their personal area networks and just leaving the rest of us out of it. It's just too weird.
Well, they're not our problem anymore. That's the important thing.
You said it, man. You said it. Now, let's get out there and find us some fun!
Brother Ganymede, are we prepared?
Yes, Brother Aya. The Brethren have moved to take their positions throughout the transfer station, and our weapons are being assembled by the nano-artificers we smuggled in as we speak.
Excellent. Soon this place will be returned to the solar winds whence it came.
As you say, Brother, I also took care of that extra matter you requested.
The package left aboard the Imperial Cutter?
Yes. It will prevent them from interfering in our works.
A pity, really. I believe several of them were willing to convert after listening to our message.
It is. But the call of the Black must be answered.
Yes. Praise to the Black.
I keep this as a record of my life so that someday someone will be able to know who I am and what I did. I don't expect they'll be making documentaries about me or anything. But since you never know how life will go, it never hurts to hedge your bets, does it? Not that I expect to live long, mind you. Not with the missions Volstagg keeps sending us on. I really can't believe Camus sometimes. He just listens to Volstagg's fey hua and does whatever the fool tells him. Who's stupider? The fool? The fool who follows him? Or me for following both of them? Things can't go on this way, and something's going to need to change if the planet's going to have a chance. Right now we're on Mariposa 3, the groundwork for a raid. With the Imperial fleet so weak, Volstagg has gotten the idea into his head that this is a good time to begin striking a little closer to the core. He's jumping the gun a bit, but he's right about one thing. Mariposa 3 is easy pickings.
Everyone got their masks and costumes on? Good. Bing Ann, take Justin and Lederman to the second promenade and wait for our signal. The rest of you, follow me. Good luck, Sparky.
Same to you, boss. Come on, boys, let's go party.
Thank you.
Well, Kip, I have to say, this place isn't at all what I was expecting.
Mariposa 3. Home of art, culture, and some of the best-looking women in the Empire.
I meant the cafe. But you're definitely not wrong about the women.
There we go. Lighten up, okay? You're always so stiff. I think sometimes you're gonna snap if anyone touches you.
Sorry. Am I really so?
Anal, inflexible, self-absorbed, oblivious. Shall I go on?
No, that's quite enough.
Al, it just ain't good for you to be inside your head all the time. You need to live a little. Get out. Actually experience the world for once. Nobody likes a hello.
What are you? Oh, my.
Speaking of beautiful ladies.
Oh, wait. Forget it, Kip. Look who she's with.
Yeah, I see him. He's so tall, I thought he was one of the street performers. Think he's a real noble, or is that just for show?
Oh, he's for real. Look at the sword on his hip. Take a closer look at her. Don't you think she's a little too perfect? And look at that choker she's wearing.
She's a squire.
Yeah, probably his ship's navigator android. Still, nice to look at. Nobility definitely has its perks.
You mean besides being an upgraded posthuman that makes the rest of us look like cavemen?
Don't be jealous, Kip. Being a noble isn't always a party either. It comes with a huge number of duties and responsibilities. Besides, despite their near physical perfection, nobles still fail to use their brains just as often as everyone else.
They're just as stupid, you mean?
Exactly. And on that note, I shall meet you when this festival has become a little less family-oriented.
Hey, where you going?
They have a colonial museum I thought I'd check out. Link to me if anything pops up.
Attracting attention, don't you understand?
But...
Getting into fights is not inconspicuous!
Jeez, Ping An, I'm sorry.
Idiot! Quick, give me your mask.
My mask?
Yeah, I'll take your cat mask and you take my... whatever this thing is. Quick, do it!
Okay.
Now, everyone split up. I'll call when I think things are clear.
Thanks, Ping An. You're a lifesaver.
Don't thank me yet, numbnuts. I'm still going to tell Camus about this later.
Well, that set them on the right road. Hopefully if Kip finds out, he'll think I was accidentally checking on our men, not actively looking for them. Still, this place is starting to grow on me. Maybe I should take a break. I'll just cut through this park and... Oh, hello. This is interesting. They're teaching children how to play chess over here. Well, I've got time. Let's go take a look. Stone tables in the park. Just like the ones we had in the town square. I remember watching the old men play. Well, until they wouldn't play me any longer. Still, it does bring back memories.
So, you gonna move or what?
It seems this little fellow isn't doing so well. I wonder if I should give him a hand. Come on, boy, over here. Look up. Look up behind your opponent.
Huh?
Yes, that's it. Now you see me. Alright then, just follow the fingers. Yes, that's it. Pawn to bishop 7. There we go.
Your move.
And we'll see who's cocky now, won't we?
Ha! That was a hoot when those cops tried to grab me and found out they'd grabbed a girl. At least they're not after Lederman anymore. Good enough. Now I'll just cut through the park and look for the guys. Lederman, this is the last time you do this to me. Hey, kids playing chess. You never did beat me, did you, Sophie? No matter how many times we played. You never beat me, but you never gave up. Hey, what's that guy in the harlequin mask over there doing? He's coaching that kid, helping him cheat. Don't any of the parents see this? Come on, that is so not fair. Okay, the guys can wait. Time to work a little magic and show Mr. Cheater how it's done.
I almost feel bad about this, but he was treating this kid pretty bad. Hope none of the parents get upset with me. Oh, is this one of the parents now? I can't tell because of that cat mask. However, even those robes can't hide that figure. Perhaps I better just...
What?
She just signaled to the boy in front of me. Now she's... helping him? Oh, so that's how it's going to be, is it? Well then, this might be fun after all.
He's a spacer. He's got calluses on the inside of his hands from holding zero-G rings. A station worker? Well, he's single. No woman would let her man dress like that. Might be a father or big brother, but those are military boots he's wearing. Type 64s? Who wears Type 64s?
Not bad. She got him out of that trap and on the offensive in two moves. Well done, miss. This is actually starting to be fun. I wonder who she is. The local chess teacher? If she is, she's as good as Admiral Veers, and he's one of the best in the fleet.
The officer corps from the 106th Fleet. They wear them so they can match those god-awful too-short pants of theirs. So, he's a military officer. Or the partner of one. I wonder if... What? What the hell? Where did that come from? Damn, I was so busy trying to figure out who he was. I didn't even see that faint until he had my queen. Oh, not bad, military man.
She's not taking it well at all. That last move was careless. Looks as though I really startled her when I took her queen. Well, I don't want this to go on too long. Time to finish.
Yes, that's it. Bishop to knight four. We'll see how he gets out of
there
this one.
My rook. She's changed the rules. She's playing a different game now. Trying to eliminate my capital pieces instead of going for the king.
He knows, but it's too late. There goes his other rook. It's sad, really. I almost feel like I'm pulling wings off of a fly. But he deserves
six.
It.
I've got one chance. She's holding the major pieces now, but if I can force her to go into the defensive, I still
He's finished. All he's got left are those damn pawns and a single knight. I wonder if I should just let the kid play now. Nah, like Gran always said, always finish what you start.
She thinks I'm beaten. She's off her guard. Just one more move. There.
Well, the men are waiting. I should... What? What did you just do? How is that possible? He's got me in check... No checkmate with that pawn. You friggin' poser. How the hell did you... No. Stay calm, Pink. Stay calm. There's gotta be a way out of this. There always is. Okay, there it is. Now, if you'll just do this...
Sacrifice trap, huh? I take your bishop and then lose my best piece? Nice try, my dear. But the problem with either-or situations is that sometimes the other person knows when there's a third option.
Didn't fall for it. But it bought me time. We're almost out of pieces. This can't go on...
Much longer. I have to admit, she plays better...
than anyone I've ever met. If he's an officer, he'll
be
really...
be trouble. I wonder if I should try to...
recruit him. It's a real...
waste of talent for someone.
Like him not to be...
part of...
us. Okay, then.
Almost got her.
Just one more.
Move, and...
I'll...
Another time?
Sure. It'll be fun.
Kip, situation report.
I've tried to contact the ship, but I'm getting... Dear God. Al, look up through the dome!
Give me a moment, Kip. I'm undercover here and I can't see out into space. Why? What is it? What's...
The crystal leaf.
Kip, we've got to get to the shuttle port. Now!
Way ahead of you, buddy. We're on our way there now.
I'll meet you there. Wait, no. Wait, Kip, I'm going to go to station control. I want to learn what happened on their end.
Sounds good. I'm on it.
Our job just became a whole lot easier. That Imperial Cutter's command section is gone. I wonder if it's one of the other pirate clans.
Our job may be easier, but only if the transfer station is still here.
What do you mean?
She's also torn loose from her moorings and is floating next to us in an unstable orbit. One more explosion like that and she'll go right through the dome above us or tear off sections of the docking ring.
So what do we do?
Well, you're the boss. But if I were you, I'd have our ship break off to a safe distance and get the hell out of the big bubble that can go pop.
She's got a point, boss.
Yeah, she does. All right, boys, let's get back to the shuttle. We found what we're looking for. No point in being greedy.
Remember, Camus, chaos favors the brave.
I thought that was fortune.
Only for those not smart enough to know the difference.
Talk to me, Kip.
We're almost there, Al. There's no signal from Captain Doric or any of the bridge crew. Al, if they were in the command section...
Have you reached Commander Halston?
Halston... He was on board, too.
Then I'm in charge.
Looks that way. Hey, we're almost ready to dock. Any orders, sir?
Just do what you can and keep me informed. I'll let you know more when I can get to Colony Control. They're not answering my requests.
Got it. Wish us luck.
What the hell is wrong with this place? Doesn't anyone do inspections anymore? What am I saying? Of course not. If they did, that might imply the service actually has its act together. Can't have that, can we?
Brother Aya, we've seized control of the key systems of the station.
Excellent, Brother Ganymede. It seems our gift also functioned as an excellent distraction. What is the situation in Colony Control?
The command staff have been returned to the Black, and our brothers are doing final preparations now. Will you be joining us?
No, brother. I have another detail to see to in the docking ring. Please inform me when you have finished disabling the safeguards on the reactors.
It will be done.
Praise to the Black.
Praise to the Black.
Okay then, this is a problem. The doors of the control section are all sealed off. There's no sign of anyone around. Could this be some kind of security precaution? Maybe. Why would they also cut themselves off from the station link system? It's like there's a giant black hole around the key systems of the station in and out of link space. It's also not fleet standard protocol either. Not by any means.
A tough nut, isn't it?
Oh, sorry, sir. I didn't hear you come. I'm from the Imperial Cutter. We're trying to learn what's happening here.
A little out of uniform, aren't you, young man?
Oh, yes, sir.
Don't worry, my boy. Your secret is safe with me. You have tried all means, then?
Yes, sir. I tried everything, even the emergency channels. None of them work.
Most unfortunate. Luckily for us, I have brought someone quite good at opening doors. Esther?
It's the Squire. She's been standing behind him the whole time, and he's so tall and broad, I didn't even notice.
Sir Fawn?
Open this door, please, Esther. We need to learn what's happening on the other side.
Of course, Master. Engaging active link space probe.
What's the matter, young man? I find it hard to believe you haven't seen a Squire before.
Yes, sir. I mean, no, sir. I have I have seen one, sir, but not one...
So beautiful? Yes, I made her specially to match my ship. She's my ship's AI, my nursemaid, my companion, and my greatest creation all rolled into one.
Your greatest creation?
A moment, young man. I think Esther's found the right spot.
Access granted. I have gained backdoor entry into the command systems of this station.
Excellent. Hide us from internal sensors as we approach. Now, young man, shall we see what dragon sits at the center of the dungeon?
Stay behind me, sir. I'll take point.
With what, I might ask? You're not even armed. No, young man. You will stay behind me. Esther, keep an eye on the boy, will you?
Yes, master. Please allow me to escort you.
But...
That's the good lad. Off we go.
Yes, sir.
This isn't right. The station's security is a mess, and the controllers couldn't find their asses with both hands. There's something going on here, and the sooner we're off this station, the better.
PN, when the lift opens, take your group to the shuttle. We'll meet there and fly out to the... Hold on, I've got some kind of ruckus ahead of me in the docking ring. Too many damn people are trying to get off this damn station. Hey, what the...
Camus, can you hear me? Camus! Lederman, Justin, can you get him?
Link's dead.
What about the others?
All dead, boss lady.
Lederman, you armed?
No way. You know nothing gets on board past the sensor drones.
Me neither. All right, both of you stay behind me when the doors open. I tell you to move, you move, okay? I tell you to sit down, you sit like a good doggy, got it?
Sure, but what are you going to do? You snuck something in?
Yeah, me.
I would have expected some resistance, but it appears we really do have the element of surprise.
We are 100 meters from the control room, sir.
Sir Fawn, who is they? What's going on around here?
I'm afraid, Lieutenant Tyson, I know little more than you do. I'm here on business, but when the call to action rang out, I felt obliged to see what I could do. Obviously, someone has taken control of this station, although I am at a loss to say who or why.
Pirates, probably. The Border Patrol here is stretched pretty thin right now.
Young man, for the Border Patrol to be thin, there would first have to be a Border Patrol worth speaking of. This system sees a patrol ship, what, once every 3 months?
About that.
Keeping borders is the last thing on the Admiralty's mind these days, Lieutenant. They are far more concerned with their political games and gathering power to bother with doing anything resembling their jobs.
You may be right, sir. But there are still some men in the service who care. Like Admiral Veer, sir. He doesn't do those things you mentioned.
No. Ferris doesn't play those games, does he? Well, here's to his good fortune and continued health. For all our sakes. We're here. Esther, what's happening inside?
Sensors in the room are still offline. However, I am detecting the passage of 6 individuals with similar chemical scent patterns through this corridor in the last 2 hours.
Eats together, lives together, and smells together, eh? Anything else you can tell me?
5 are armed with newly artificed bladed weapons. The other has a battle array.
He'll be the one to watch, then. No notes on what kind of array. There is quite the variety.
Energy-based. I can detect ozone where it was activated before they went in. Assuming it is based on a standard template, it will likely have standard defensive and offensive capabilities.
Gravitic field controls and localized pinpoint defenses, then. Well, still breachable if one moves fast enough.
Those are illegal for civilians. How did they get that on the station?
Little is impossible if one has desire or money, my boy. All right then, Esther, I've heard enough. I'll go in first. You and Tyson move in after I've finished and find out what they've been up to.
Sir, isn't there a way we can help?
Yes, stay out of the way.
That barely missed me. With that battle array on, he's almost untouchable, and he hits with the force of a power loader. We're just lucky he hasn't thought we were worth a gravitic wave yet, or we'd all be dead.
It's no use, child. The pinpoint barriers make that club as effective as a baby's touch to me. Come, stop struggling and join the Black. The others in this docking ring did. And soon the whole station will join them.
Like hell! Got to keep him occupied while Lederman and Justin make for the ship.
You're too fast to be a standard human. What are you?
Nothing you need to know about. This pole is useless. What else can I use? Oh, hey, that might work.
We all come from the Black, child. Please. Let me help you return to it.
The only Black around here is in your head! Yes, that's it. Let's play follow the person pissing you off.
You have nowhere to run, child. That's an airlock you backed yourself into. How appropriate.
Going to throw me out personally? Come on, just one more step.
Why not? I'm not afraid of the Black. It is mother to me and father. With this battle array on, it cannot harm me, and you cannot get past me.
That's not what I want to do! Now!
What? You turned on the gravatic seal!
Now, while his array's field is fighting the airlock's field! Yeah!
Well played, child. You've made my shields weak enough to penetrate with your pole by mixing fields. But this won't save you.
I don't need anyone to save me, freak. I can save myself. Lederman, you get the shuttle prepped?
Ready to go, boss lady.
Then let's get the flock out of here.
It's no good. They've locked out all the controls.
Then unlock them. This station has begun to shift orbit.
I can see that.
This station and all those below will return to the Black!
Esther, can you get anything working?
Not at the moment. Please wait while I try again.
So much for state-of-the-art. Where's the access panel? Here. Damn! Sir Fawn, we have a problem.
Master, it's a bomb.
Is there much time left?
I can't tell. They don't put clocks on these things, you know.
Esther, evacuate and take the lieutenant with you. I'll be along as soon as I can.
Understood.
Hey, what are you doing?
Carrying you to safety. Protect your eyes, please.
But what about your master?
He will fend for himself.
What's our status?
We're running silent. The station has no way of knowing the carrier is here, and all Raider flights report ready to go, Captain.
Captain? That's right. With Camus dead, I'm in charge, aren't I?
Until Volkstag says otherwise.
Well, okay then. What about the transfer station?
She's in a decaying orbit. Whoever they are, those freaks activated her station-keeping systems and used them to knock her out of orbit.
How long until they hit atmosphere?
At the current rate of descent, 2 hours, 23 minutes.
Going to make it difficult to sell cargo if it's burnt up.
So, should I tell the flight leaders to go?
Not yet. Let's wait and see if they can solve their own problems. Then if they do, they're all ours.
Any word from Sir Fawn?
None since the explosion.
Then we've lost him. What should I do now?
You could evacuate. The station is still in a decaying orbit.
You're not leaving?
I must wait for Sir Fawn to return.
But what if he's dead?
Then I will evaluate his standing orders and decide the best course of action.
Cold, aren't you? Fine. Suit yourself. Station control is gone. Auxiliary controls will be near the reactor. That's going to take too long to get to. Think, Tyson, think!
Do you wish me to attempt to gain control of the station systems again?
Yes, do that. But there must be something else. Think.
Hey, Al, you there?
Kip? Kip! What's the status of the Crystal Leaf?
It's just like we expected, I'm afraid. Captain's gone, so's the XO. The ship's self-repair systems are going great guns, though.
Can she move?
Sure. We lost command, but the rest of the ship is fine, as long as we don't need to jump or fight.
Kip, the station is falling. I need her to nudge us back into orbit.
Sounds like a big job. But you're the boss.
There should be a bunch of cargo haulers around you. See if you can conscript any other ships in the area to help.
You got it, Lieutenant.
The Imperial Cutter is moving.
Looks like it wasn't dead after all. They're moving to try and pull the station back into orbit, right?
Yes, how'd you know?
It's what I would have done. Are they asking the cargo ships to help?
More like ordering.
I see. Tell the flight leaders to prepare to launch. We're going in!
Well?
It's no good, Lieutenant. Even with the cargo haulers helping, it's like ants trying to push a grapefruit.
And we need bigger ants.
Right. Al, I really recommend you get to an escape pod. We can pick you up when this is all over.
No, Kip. If this station goes down, those pods will be needed by the families on board. I'll stay as long as I can.
Didn't anyone ever tell you nobles only do that in stories? Keep it up and I might start to think you're not so bad after all. All right, Al. You're the... Hey, wait a minute. Al, there's another ship incoming. No, a whole lot of ships incoming.
Imperial?
No.
Vultures, then. Kip, tell the haulers to scatter and get the Crystal Leaf out of here.
The pirates are hailing us, Lieutenant. You want I should answer?
Link it through to me directly.
Done. Audio only.
Is this the captain of the Imperial cutter, Crystal Leaf?
The captain is dead. I'm the officer in charge. Lieutenant Tyson, to whom am I speaking?
I am the captain of the Raider Bellflower, representing the Volkstag Pirate Clan. It seems you have a problem, Lieutenant Tyson. One that perhaps I might be able to help with.
Go on.
My carrier is a converted high-gravity hauler with larger-than-normal gravitic drives. With our help, you might just be able to get that station back into orbit.
And in return for this, you get...
Peace of mind? The knowledge we did our good deed for the day?
Look, we don't have time for this. Just tell me what you want.
You're not very experienced at this negotiation stuff, are you? Okay then, I want all the cargo containers from the industrial storage hub. All of them. Give me that, and I'd say we're even.
Done. Anything else?
Al, what are you doing? You don't have the authority to do that.
Shut up, Kip. There's 500,000 people on this station, and they're not going to die because I put cargo over their lives. So, Lady Captain, do we have a deal?
The station's back in a stable orbit. We're done.
Excellent. Good work, Kip.
Al, that Raider carrier is right off the starboard side. The weapons are back online. Just give me the word!
No, Kip. Let them go. I gave her my word, and she kept her side of the bargain. Still, keep them targeted until this is all over, okay?
Buddy, you don't even need to ask.
Lieutenant Tyson, what will happen next?
Well, Esther, with a little luck, the Raiders will just take what they came for and leave.
And you?
I'll be surrendering myself to Kip once we have things back up and running.
Surrendering yourself? Why?
Piracy. I just helped the Raiders plug the station dry.
Was it not justified under the circumstances?
I certainly intend to present it that way, and with a fair jury and my record, I believe I will be exonerated.
What if they are not fair? What would the penalty be?
Esther, the penalty for piracy is death.
All cargo containers aboard, boss lady. Do we grab the ones on the haulers as well? I know for a fact there's good stuff on two or three of them.
Do I get to use you as a shield when the cutter opens fire?
No.
Then make sure all the flights are docked. Cloak us and set course for the jump point. Time to go home.
You know, you did pretty good. Wolksteg will promote you for this for sure. You might even get to be a mission leader next time. That'll be great, eh? Hey, what's wrong?
No, nothing. I'm going below to change out of these stinking clothes. Hey, Lederman, tell me something. How long did it take for Volkstock to become clan leader?
Oh, a couple of years. Why? You want to be a bandit king?
No, of course not. I've got much bigger plans than that.
Twin Stars, Book 1, Episode 1, written and produced by Robin Patterson. Opening music, Beyond Infinity by Peter Chen. Closing music, Victorious Day by Maestro Rage. Other music by Kevin MacLeod and Danny Schneidenmesser. Additional music found on the Newgrounds.com audio portal and from the Apple iLife Jingles Collection. Sound effects used are from the Freesound Project, the Apple iLife Sound Effects Collection, and found on Soundsnap.com. Additional effects were purchased from the soundeffectlibrary.com. This show and all characters within are copyright 2008 Robin Patterson, all rights reserved. This adventure and more can be found at kungfuactiontheater.com. Kung Fu Action Theater, audio, action, adventure!
Log of Lieutenant Albert Tyson, formerly attached to the Imperial Cutter Crystal Leaf, currently on disciplinary leave. Awaiting my trial for piracy, I have returned to my family home in Kiersgaard on New Wellington. Admiral Veers arranged for my bail, and the military accepted, which heightened my hope that this whole matter will be dealt with quickly and fairly. Ship itself and her crew are docked in orbit, and the whole matter of the Mariposa 3 incident is under review. I am to testify in 3 days. Until then, it will be good to see Harriet again and Mother as well.
And that was Twin Stars, Episode 1, Station Fall, by Kung Fu Action Theater. For more information and episodes, both on Twin Stars and many other shows produced by KFAT, visit their website at kungfuactiontheater.com. That's Kung Fu Action Theater, all one word, with an R-E at the end, .com. Well, that's it for tonight's show. Next week, we'll be alternating with Twin Stars to bring you another show from Darker Projects. They first appeared on our show with 5-Minute Fears. Next week, we'll be introducing you to the Byron Chronicles. You know, because I just really couldn't go 2 episodes without having a Chronicles series on this show. No, actually, if you like the supernatural with some horror and a noir-type twist, I definitely suggest you listen in. In the meantime, you can always send us feedback at midnightaudiotheater@gmail.com or visit our Facebook page and website at midnightaudiotheater.com. You've been listening to Midnight Audio Theater on WCBE 90.5 FM, Central Ohio's NPR station. Until next week, audio drama fans, same bat time, same bat channel. I'm Kathy Ranella. Thanks for tuning in. BBC World News is up next.